All right, let's bow for a word of prayer and then we'll start. Let's ask the Lord to bless them. Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for today. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity we have to study the Word of God and to look into the Scriptures and to find biblical principles that we can apply for us today. We thank you, Lord, that the written Word of God, though it was written many, many years ago, speaks directly to us, Lord, with great significance and relevance, that if we honor the Word of God, we know that you will honor us. And so, Lord, we pray that you forgive us our sins and cleanse us, that the Holy Spirit of God would speak to our hearts. Help us to hide the words of the Lord in our hearts. We will return to you praise, honor, and glory for the great things that you have done and will do for us in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, so continuation tayo sa Deuteronomy. We're marching through the book of Deuteronomy. There's only 34 chapters in the book of Deuteronomy. At nasa chapter 26 na tayo ngayon. We're in chapter 26, which closes a whole section in our outline. So naalala ninyo, from chapter 5 to chapter 30 is the longest section in Deuteronomy. Do you need one? All right. So we are now in chapter 26, and this is the last section of the Ten Commandments being applied. So from chapters, 5 to 12, that is the Ten Commandments, tapos from 13 hanggang 26, yan yung application ng Ten Commandments, related commandments that relate to the Ten Commandments. And then we'll look at chapter 27, a whole new section on blessings and cursings. Hanggang sa chapter 30 ito. 27 to 30 is the blessings and cursings. And man, we definitely go to town on these principles of Scripture for sure. All right, so let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 26. Again, let me remind you that the whole book of Deuteronomy is Moses' final sermon. And he is reminding the second generation Israel why they're entering into Canaan. So he gives it. They're in the plains of Moab. They're beyond the Jordan River. And they're getting ready to cross over and take over Canaan. Moses will be replaced by General Joshua. We know Aaron was already replaced by his son, Eleazar. So there's your political leader. You have your religious leader. And why was Moses being replaced? Because Moses disobeyed the Lord. And he did not obey God. God said, speak to the rock. And he struck the rock twice. Now, he already struck the rock once before. And so, sinira niya yung picture of Christ as the rock in the wilderness. And so, ano yung principles na makukuha natin dito? Jesus Christ died on the cross once. And his once death on the cross, blood sacrifice on the cross, is sufficient. Hindi na mauulit yon. Hindi na pwedeng ulitin yung kamatayan ng Panginoon para sa pagtubos sa ating mga kasalanan. His blood sacrifice is once and for all acceptable to God. So when Jesus died on the cross, remember he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. So saan pumunta yung spirit niya? In the Father's hands. So, umakyat pala yung spirit niya doon, inialay niya yung kanyang dugo. And then, bumaba yung spirit niya sa Sheol. And doon sa Sheol, we're gonna learn about Sheol on Wednesday night. Because Job talks about Sheol. So the book of Job is really the background to all of this. And we're gonna go through that, but just a quick mention. Jesus' spirit went down to Sheol and he took captivity captive. Ibig sabihin, yung mga bihag binihag niya. So lahat ng mga Old Testament saints na sumampalataya sa magandang balita at sumampalataya sa parating na Messiah, sila ay kinuha, hinakot ni Jesus Christ at dinala sila sa third heaven. Kaya sabi ng Bible, lumaki ang Sheol. So dati yung Sheol, may komparte yan. Abraham's bosom and the hell, the torments, the place of torment. E ngayon na tinanggal na yung mga saints, Old Testament saints, sinakop na ng place of torment. Lahat ng Sheol ngayon ay place of torment na. So, ngayon, yung New Testament believer, halimbawa tayo, sumampalataya tayo kay Kristo, tinanggap natin siya, sa oras ng kamatayan natin, saan pupunta yung spirit natin? Where does our spirit go when we die? Huh? Huh? Heaven? Baka may narinig yata kung may nagsabi bang hell? Heaven. Kung saved ka, if you're saved, if you're born again, your spirit goes to God in the third heaven. Hindi ka na pupunta sa Abraham's bosom, sa Sheol, dun. Wala na yun. Puro sa impyerno na yan. Okay? And we'll learn more about that on Wednesday because Job talks about that. Talks about the gates of death, talks about the shadow of death, and provides that background throughout the entire scripture. But so Jesus was offered once, and yung offering niya one time, hindi na pwedeng ulitin. So ang malaking pagkakamali ng Catholic Church ay yung paghain ng hostia. Kasi dun sa paghain, they re-sacrifice. They present the death of Jesus Christ afresh. Afresh. So, hindi pwedeng ganun. Moses struck the rock twice. And God was angry at him. He destroyed the once and perfect sacrifice picture of Christ. And so that violates scripture. So God replaced Moses with Joshua. All right. Now, so Moses is rehearsing all this. At ibibilin niya sa Israel, matigas ang ulo niyo. Kayo, matigas kayong ulo. Pag sinakop niyo yung Canaan, huwag niyo silang gayahin, huwag niyo silang sundan. Pero alam ko, matigas ang ulo niyo. Kaya sasabihin ko sa inyo ngayon, susumpain kayo ng Diyos. And that will, you'll see that here in Deuteronomy, especially chapter 30. Brother RJ and I were talking this morning. Sabi ni Brother RJ, yung palang background ng Lamentations sa Jeremiah, meron palang tatlong siege yung Babylonia. Sabi ko, yes. Tapos talagang kinain nila yung sarili nilang mga anak. Sabi ko, yes. Alam mo kung saan kung kailan sinabihan sila na gagawin nila yon? Sabi niya, no. Sabi ko sa Deuteronomy, chapter 30. Binilin sa kanila ni Moses kasi ang tigas ng ulo nyo, hindi kayo makikinig sa Diyos, kaya ngayon mabibihag kayo ng bansa na dayuhan na hindi nyo alam ang wika. Yung Babylonia pala yon, at kakainin nyo yung sarili ninyong mga anak, kasi nga tatlong taon hindi sila makakalabas sa syudad nila, hindi sila makakakilos, wala na silang pagkain. Anong kakainin na lang nila? Ay, yung sanggol nila. So, it's survival. So, naging ganon. So, makikita natin ito sa Book of Deuteronomy, lalo na sa 27, 28, 29, 30. Anyway, so let's go ahead and look at Deuteronomy chapter 26. And we're looking at chapter 26, verse 1 hanggang verse 11. Ito yung tinatawag na first fruit offerings. First fruit offering. So, let's see what it says here. And it shall be, when thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance, and possess it, and dwellest therein, that thou shalt take of the first of all the fruit of the earth, which thou shalt bring of thy land that the Lord thy God giveth thee, and shalt put it in a basket, and shalt go unto the place which the Lord thy God shall choose to place his name there. And thou shalt go unto the priest that shall be in those days, and say unto him, I profess this day unto the Lord thy God that I am come unto the country which the Lord swear unto our fathers for to give us, verse 4, and the priest shall take the basket out of thine hand and set it down before the altar of the Lord thy God, and thou shalt speak and say before the Lord thy God,
i-re-review mo yung karanasan ng Israel.
Assyrian. Sino itong Syrian? That's Abraham. Kasi dati siya sa Syria. He was from Ur of the Chaldees. So, God is saying, when you offer the first fruit offering, rehearse the past of Israel. Rehearse the goodness of the Lord. So, Assyrian, ready to perish, was my father. He went down into Egypt and sojourned there with a few. Remember Jacob? Went down to Egypt. Nandun Joseph. And transfer sila mula Canaan sa Egypt. And became there a nation, great and mighty and populous. And the Egyptians evil entreated us and afflicted us and laid upon us hard bondage. Yan yung kapanahonan ni Moses. So naalala ninyo yung history ng Israel. Verse 7, and when we cried unto the Lord God of our fathers, the Lord heard our voice and looked on our affliction and our labor and our oppression. And the Lord brought us forth out of Egypt with a mighty hand and with an outstretched arm and with great terribleness, with signs and wonders. Yan yung mga plagues, the 10 plagues. They're called signs and wonders. And hath brought us to this place and hath given us this land, even a land that floweth with milk and honey. That's Canaan. So now Joshua took over. We're gonna take over this land. We're going to be established here. You know what I'm doing? I'm going to offer to God the first fruits of my blessings. And now, verse 10, behold, I have brought the first fruits of the land which thou, O Lord, thou givest me, and thou shalt set it before the Lord thy God and worship before the Lord thy God, and thou shalt rejoice in every good thing which the Lord thy God hath given unto thee and unto thine house, and thou and the Levite and the stranger that is among you. So here is the responsibility of the tribal leader to offer to God the first fruit offering. So, how do we apply this today? Well, you know, when God blesses you and you bring a portion of that blessing to the offering. Kinikilala mo, no? Ang lordship ng Panginoon sa buhay mo. Siya ang partner mo sa business. Siya ang partner mo sa buhay. Siya ang partner mo sa lahat. So, sinasauli mo lang sa Diyos yung sa Kanya. That's your tithes. That's your offering. Now, notice it says in verse 2, unto the place which the Lord thy God shall choose to place his name there. Kung ano ang lugar na nandun ang pangalan ng Diyos. Well, in the New Testament, what is the place that the Lord's name is present there? That's the local New Testament, biblical church. Okay, so in the Old Testament, tabernacle. Kapanahunan ni Moses and Joshua here, that would be the tabernacle. When Solomon arrives and he finishes the temple, the first temple is Solomon's temple, tapos sasakupin sila, sisirain niya ng Babylonia, the second temple is Zerubbabel's temple, General Zerubbabel. I-improve yan ni King Herod. Papalawakin ni King Herod yon. But that's still the second temple. So first temple, second temple. Tapos nawasak yung second temple ng Roma noong AD 70. Noong taong 70. Okay? So winasak ng Roma ang Jerusalem. Winasak nila yung second temple. Magkakaroon ng third temple. Kailan? During the 7-year tribulation period. Itataguyod na naman ng mga Hudyo yung kanilang temple. So within that 7 years, they will create the third temple. Anong mangyayari sa third temple na yon? Sa gitna ng 7 years, sasakupin sila ng Antikristo. At ilalagay ng Antikristo yung imahin niya sa loob ng temple ng Israel. Bababuyin niya yung pagsamba ng Israel. Kasi sa Israel, walang Diyos-Diyosan. Walang rebulto. Yan, ipapasok nila yung rebulto ng Antikristo doon. So, wawasakin ng Diyos yung temple na yon. At itataguyod ng Diyos
yung kanyang fourth temple, that is the millennial temple, nung sa kapanahon ni Jesus Christ. So how many temples are there? Four literal temples. Okay? Okay, so then pagkatapos ng fourth temple, pagkatapos ng millennial kingdom, gugunawin ng Diyos ang buong daigdig, ang buong universe, lahat, at magka-create siya ng new heaven and new earth and new Jerusalem. And that will be the temple of the Lord. Yung pinaka-ultimate temple. And the temple is the perfect temple of God. That will be number five. The New Jerusalem. Okay? So, sino yung nasa loob ng New Jerusalem? Lahat ng mga saved. Lahat ng mga good angels. Lahat ng mga saved. Magmula Adam hanggang sa pinaka-last soul na masasaved sa millennial kingdom. Everyone who's born again and saved. May mga Baptist kaya doon? Siguro. May mga Methodista kaya doon? Meron. May mga Presbyterian kaya doon? Meron. Lutheran? Catholic? Meron. Okay? Kasi ang requirement noon ay salvation. Hindi requirement yung baptism. So, tandaan ninyo, mas easy pumasok sa langit kesa sa maging kaanib ng church. Sa pag-anib sa church, nako, may requirements tayo. Kailangan malinaw ang testimony ng salvation mo. Alam mo kung kailan ka na-save. Kaya mong tumayo at magsabi, I am saved by the grace of God noong, sa para sa akin, noong 15 ako, dati akong Catholic. Pero nung natuklasan ko yung magandang balita, tinanggap ko si Jesus Christ. Nagbago na yung buhay ko noon. I received Him as my Savior. Yun, salvation yun. That's the requirement. Pangalawa, kailangan baptize ka. Oh, baptize kanino? Baptize saan? Oh, scripture baptism. Ano ang scripture baptism? Baptism ng Methodista? Oh, baptism ng Catholic? Oh no. Sinong nag-baptize kay Jesus? Oh, di baptist baptism ang hanapin mo. Oh, so hindi ka pa baptize ng baptist, hindi ka baptist. Ngayon, yung requirement ng baptism, salvation ba 'yon? Hindi, hindi na usapan yung salvation. Tapos na yung salvation mo nung tinanggap mo si Jesus Christ. Kaya mas marami pang mga Kristiyano na hindi baptist, nandun sila sa New Jerusalem. Okay? Anong difference nga naman? Yung reward natin sa millennial kingdom. Base yon sa paglingkod natin sa Panginoon, sa surrender natin sa Kanya habang nandito tayo sa lupa. So yung ibang mga Kristiyano, hindi nagpa-baptize, paano sila maglilingkod? Hindi sila nag-enroll. Subukan mo pumasok sa eskwela, hindi ka magpa-enroll. Gawin mo lahat ng assignment. Pag-aralan mo lahat ng paksa. Present mo yung sarili mo sa katapusan sa graduation. May diploma ka? Meron o wala? Bakit? Hindi kasi nag-enroll. Sa palagay mo, Kristiyano ka, saved. I'm saved! Ngayon, haharap ka sa judgment seat ni Christ. Lord, I'm saved. I serve you. Question, kailan ka na-baptize? Yung baptism, what is that? Anong baptism? Hindi mo binasa yung New Testament? Si Jesus, yung Lord mo, na-baptize ng baptist? Ikaw? Oh, hindi. Linaktawan ko yun. Hindi naman importante yun for salvation, di ba? Oh, yes. Correct. O paano naman yung service mo sa Panginoon? Wala. Paminsan lang ako nag-church. Hindi naman ako nagbabasa ng Bible. Sa prayer, pag may time, pag may pangangailangan, doon ako nagpe-pray. Pagdating sa pagkain, nagpe-pray ako. Sa palagay mo, i-re-reward ka ng Panginoon? You just ask yourself that question. May reward ka bang maaasahan pagdating mo doon? No. Ngayon, kung ikaw naman, na-save ka, nagpasakop ka kay Lord, nakita mo sa Bible, ay kailangan pala ng baptism para sa service sa Panginoon. Oh Lord, mag-submit ako ng baptize ako Lord. Binaptize ako ng unggoy na pastor na yon. Oh, ngayon nakapaglingkod ako sa Panginoon. Oh, pagdating ko sa langit, Lord, hindi ako perfect, pero I did my best according to your word. Oh. Yung pastor na nag-baptize sa akin, nag-apostatize, hindi na siya lumilingkod sa Panginoon. Eh, ano yan sa'yo? What is that for you? Oh, siya ang bahala sa kanya. Ikaw, anong ginawa mo? Lord, nag-abide ako sa salita mo. Okay? Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Good and faithful. Yun ang requirement ng Diyos. Hindi talented, hindi skillful, hindi rich. Ang gusto ng Diyos, good and faithful. Oh. Eh kung hindi ka good and faithful servant, ano ka? Slothful, wicked servant. May slothful, wicked servant. Oh. Ano yung slothful? Tamad. Ano yung wicked? Yung gumagawa ng mali. Brother Bill, meron bang mga Kristiyano gumagawa ng mali? Hello? Hello? Tumingin ka lang sa salamin. Right? Amen? I mean, come on! Easy lang kasi tumingin sa iba. Tinan mo yung ginagawa niya. Tinan mo siya. Buti ako, hindi ganon. Anyway, so pagdating natin sa langit, may reward tayo sa Panginoon. Anong gagawin natin sa reward na yon? Bibigyan tayo ng krona ng Diyos dahil sa paglilingkod natin. Ikaw, yung krona mo, ito. Alam mo ang sabi ng Bible? Kukunin natin yung krona natin. Aalisin natin sa ulo natin. Kasi alam natin, hindi naman talaga para sa atin yon. Yung kaluwalhatian ay para sa Diyos. Ilalagay natin sa paanan ng Panginoong Jesucristo bilang alay sa Kanya. But, Lord, niligtas mo ako. Ngayon, paglilingkuran kita, pagdating ko sa langit, salamat Lord sa lahat ng gawa mo para sa akin. Sinasauli ko po yan sa iyo. You see that? That's lovely. That is the picture na kailangan makita ng Kristiyano. And so, magiging masaya tayo pagdating natin sa langit kasi sumunod tayo sa Panginoon. Sumunod tayo at magpatuloy hanggang kamatayan or rapture. Amen? Amen. Kamatayan or rapture. So, ako gusto ko rapture. Gusto ko rapture. Kasi yung ngipin nga lang, ay, wala na. Suko na ako sa ngipin. Ano pa kaya pag nawala yung heart, kidney, lungs, virus, na Lord, no! rapture na lang. Mas easy yung rapture. Right? Yung rapture, in a twinkling, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, wala pang kisap mata. Transform na tayo kaagad. Yung corruptible natin, incorruptible. Biro mo, may pangako ang Diyos. One generation ng mga Kristiyano hindi makakaranas ng kamatayan. And pwede na mangyari. According to the scriptures, it can happen any moment. So, here we are, Christian. Jesus is coming back. We can be raptured at any moment. How are we serving the Lord? How are we serving Him? Do we have this thankfulness? This first fruit offering. So, sa experience ko, when I first got a job, yung first paycheck ko na binigay sa akin, na pinag-irapan ko, nagtrabaho ako, yung first paycheck ko, I gave a good portion of that back to the Lord. Kasi wala naman akong pera eh. Before that, nagkaroon ako ng pera. So, as a first fruit offering, I gave a portion of that to the Lord. I wasn't required. It's not required. Ang required ng scripture, 10%. Yan ang required ng scripture. Pero yung first fruit offering is not a requirement. It is an overflow of thankfulness. Lord, salamat Lord. Nagkaroon na ako ng check.
payment sa trabaho, thank you, Lord. I want to honor you and give you that. Oh, yun, kusang loob yun. That's giving. Huwag niyong isipin yung tithes giving. Huwag niyong isipin yun. Yung tithes, according to scripture, that is a return to the Lord. Pagmamayari na yan ng Diyos. Kung baga, tax. Yung gobyerno, tinatax yung manggagawa. Oh, hindi naman kusang loob binibigay ng tao yung tax nila. Hindi naman kusang loob yun. Talagang kinakaltas na yan. Ewan ko sa inyo, sa Pinas kung kinakaltas. Sa US, you have SSS, kinakaltas automatic yan. Yung Social Security, yung taxes ng government, automatic. Kaya pagdating ng April, yung tax time, kapag kinakaltas na ng gobyerno yung income mo, pagdating ng April, ipapakita mo ngayon yung resibo mo sa government, isasauli naman ng government yon. Ay nako, ang sarap ng April 15 sa mga Amerikano na matino. Yung mga nagbabayad ng tax, okay? Meron naman yung iba, hindi nagbabayad ng tax. Bahala sila pag nalaman yan, kulong, whatever. So, but anyway, the point I'm making is, tithe is really not an offering. Kaya nga sinasabi natin tithes and offering. Tithes is simply acknowledging God and returning to Him what belongs to Him because He is the Creator, Redeemer. So yung tithes, it's acknowledging that God... See, tinanong ako ng lola ko, my grandma. She asked me, Bill, what's a good amount to give back to the Lord in church giving? Ang standard answer, sabi ko, Grandma, I don't understand everything, but I know the standard is 10% of your income to the Lord. Sabi niya, oh, okay. Okay, thank you. Sabi niya. So, ibig sabihin, yun pala, 10%. So, anong ginawa ni Lola? She started tithing. Because she asked, what's the standard? 10%. And if you want to give more, you're free to give more. Oh, okay. So, oh, that's good. She said, kasi hindi nag-church si Lola. nung time na yun, Lola ng nanay ng tatay ko. They were Protestant Reformed, Dutch Reformed. So, iba namang klaseng Kristiyano yung mga yun. Yung Calvinism yun. Ibang paniniwala nun. So, anyway, hindi tinuturo yung tithe. So, anyway. So, once you tithe, then you can give an offering. Yung offering naman, bukod sa tithe, yung gusto mong magbigay sa Lord for whatever you give unto the Lord. So, this is a first fruit offering, not the tithe. An acknowledgement to the goodness of the Lord. And don't forget, sabi ng Bible, the Lord loves a cheerful giver. Alam mo, pag dumating ka sa place na pwede kang magbigay, ang sarap na ikaw ang pwedeng magbigay na magbigay na magbigay na magbigay. Hindi yung nangangailangan na nangangailangan. But God can bless you to the point where you just give and give and give. Oh, that's a blessing from the Lord to do that. Verse number 12 hanggang verse 19. Verse 12 to 19. Ito naman yung 3 years tithe. When thou hast made an end of tithing all the tithes of thine increase the third year. So annually, ito yung third year tithe. Which is the year of tithing, thou hast given it unto the Levite, the stranger, the fatherless, the widow, that they may eat wherein thy gates may be filled. When thou shalt say before the Lord thy God, I have brought away the hallowed things out of mine house, and also given them unto the Levite, unto the stranger, the fatherless, the widow, according to all the commandments which thou hast commanded me, I have not transgressed thy commandments, neither have I forgotten them. Hindi ako nakalimot. Meron akong nakilalang pastor this Wednesday, no, this Thursday. Pastor siya. Nagkasakit siya. Pandemic, lockdown. Hindi siya makapagkilos, wala siyang magawa. Yung church nila sinarado, naubusan sila ng members. Nagpray na lang siya, Lord, tulungan mo ako kasi meron silang upa sa bahay na inupa nila for church.
20,000 kada buwan yung upa noon. Hindi siya nakapag-preach, hindi siya nakapag-kilos ng 2 buwan. Naubusan sila ng members. 3 buwan na. 60,000 pesos ang utang niya sa renta ng church building nila. Nag-pray siya, Lord, tulungan mo ako. May isang member, hindi siya nag-church ng 3 buwan. Pastor, tawag siya. Pastor, ready na akong manumbalik sa Panginoon. Sabi niya, pwede ba akong mag-church? Ano sa palagay mong sagot ng pastor? Alangan naman yung pastor. Hindi! Siyempre yung pastor naman, yes, kung manunumbalik ka sa Panginoon, then that's a good thing. Amen. Ganun ang mga pastor. Ayaw ng pastor maubusan ng tao. Gusto nila palaging encouraging. So, sabi niya, manumbalik ka sa Panginoon. Go ahead. Come to church. Bumalik yung tao. Sabi niya, Pastor, alam mo, talagang kinausap ako ng Diyos. Nung iniwan ko yung church natin, hindi na ako nag-attend. Iniipon ko yung tithes ko ng 3 buwan. Pwede bang ibalik ko yung tithes ko sa Panginoon? 3 months worth of tithe. Hindi niya kinuha. Tinago niya. Kasi may takot naman siya sa Diyos. So ngayon, in-offer niya yung tithes niya. Nabayaran yung 60,000. So ganun talaga ang Panginoon. That's how the Lord worked. It just so happens to be na yung tao na yon na mali, na hindi nag-church, at least tinago niya yung tithes niya hanggang sa dumating ang time na kinausap siya ng Diyos, na nung balik siya sa Diyos, in-offer niya yung tithes niya. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you think God will help and bless that guy? Yes. Even though he didn't go to church? Yeah, kasi yung puso niya nasa tama. Yung everything else mali. Yes, may palo siya sa Diyos. Pero yes, may blessing din siya sa Diyos dahil hindi niya iniwan, nakalimutan yung tithes. So, sa church natin, ini-expect ba ng Diyos na mag-tithe ang tao? Yes. So, attend ka ng attend, nagta-tithes ka, yung iba hindi na nag-a-attend. Napansin ba ninyo yung iba hindi na nag-a-attend? Oh, I do. Sa palagay mo, inipo nila yung tithes nila? Baka malabo na yun, no? I am not saying, I don't know. Pero kung wala silang takot sa pag-a-attend, malamang hindi sila magta-tithes. Oh, pagbalik nila dito, Pastor, can I come back? Anong sasabihin ko sa kanila? Oh, basta manumbalik ka muna sa Diyos. Yes, you're welcome to come. Oh, ngayon, makukonsensya ba kaya sila sa tithe nila? Ilang buwan, how many months have I not attended church and given my tithes? Do you think God will forget about it? All right. Verse 14. I have not eaten thereof in my mourning, neither have I taken away aught thereof for any unclean use, nor given aught thereof for the dead. But I have hearkened to the voice of the Lord my God, and have done according to all that thou hast commanded me. Look down from thy holy habitation from heaven, and bless thy people Israel, that the land which thou hast given us, that thou swarmest unto thy father, swearest unto thy father, a land that floweth with milk and honey. This day the Lord thy God commandeth thee to do these statutes and judgment. Thou shalt therefore keep and do them with all thine heart and with all thy soul. Thou hast avouched the Lord this day to be thy God, to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes and his commandments and his judgments, and to hearken unto his voice. The Lord hath avouched thee this day to be his peculiar people, as he hath promised thee that thou shouldest keep all his commandments, and to make thee high above all nations which he hath made, in praise and in the name and in honor, that thou mayest be an holy people unto the Lord thy God, as he had spoken. So it's a renewal. Every third year ng iyong tithe, you renew yourself afresh and acknowledge the Lord, and the Lord acknowledges that you are a peculiar people. So ang ibig sabihin ng peculiar sa English ngayon,
strange. Pero hindi yun ang ibig sabihin ng 1611. The word peculiar in the King James day, in the 1611 English, means treasured people. A people purchased with high value. Treasured people. So, it's strange how the word peculiar became strange over the years. But, so the Lord values His people. That's the whole point. All right, let's look at chapter 27, and we'll close with this chapter here. Verse number 1 hanggang verse number 8, this is basically summarized with the idea of keep and write the commandments of the Lord. Moses, with the elders of Israel, commanded the people, saying, keep all the commandments which I command you this day, and it shall be on the day when you pass over Jordan into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, that thou shalt set thee up great stones, and plaster them with plaster, and thou shalt write upon them all the words of this law. Is that verbal preservation of the scriptures? Yes. So Moses is instructing them, copy Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Write them on the stones so that you may preserve and keep all the words. That's verbal preservation. So let me ask you a question. Is our Bible all the words Bible? Yes. Our King James Bible is an all the words of the Lord Bible. Can we say that about a modern translation? Can we say that about the NIV or the ESV? Do they have all the words? No, they don't. So what words did the Lord inspire and preserve? Did the Lord inspire and preserve English? Anong in-inspire ng Diyos? Hebrew or English? Anong in-inspire ng Lord? Ano yung binigay niya kay Moses? English or Hebrew? Hello? Ha? Hebrew. Ano yung preserve ng Panginoon? Moses wrote it down in these stones to preserve them. That's Hebrew. Ngayon, yung English natin is a faithful, accurate, highly accurate translation of the Hebrew. Therefore, it is the Word of God in English, not in Hebrew. So, do we have in English all the words of the commandments of the Lord? Yes. What is the only Bible, the only English Bible, that contains all the words of the commandments of the Lord? King James. So this is one reason why we use the King James Bible. It accurately represents the Hebrew in English. Okay? So, going back to the text here, write on them all the words of this law. That's the Torah. Genesis hanggang Deuteronomy. When thou art passed over, thou mayest go in unto the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, a land that floweth with milk and honey, as the Lord thy God of thy fathers had promised thee. Therefore it shall be, when ye have gone over Jordan, that ye shall set up these stones which I command you this day in Mount Ebal. And thou shalt plaster them with plaster, and thou shalt build an altar unto the Lord thy God on the altar of stones, and thou shalt not lift up any iron tool upon them. Ayaw nga ng Diyos na gumamit pa sila ng tools. He wants them to just simply use stones and plaster. No iron tools. I don't want to see hammers. I don't want to see chisels. I just want you to use your hand and the plaster and the stones. So, handmade. Thou shalt build an altar unto the Lord thy God of whole stones. Thou shalt offer burnt offerings unto the Lord thy God. Thou shalt rejoice before the Lord thy God. Thou shalt write upon the stones all the words of this law very plainly. Huwag ninyo nang gandahan yung sulat nyo na may calligraphy and styling. Wala na, just plain. Write the words, all the words. So, we can be thankful today that our Bible is the All Words of the Lord Bible because it is a translation of the Hebrew text that the Lord gave. So, beside Hebrew, what is the other languages of the Bible? Greek, New Testament. And one more. Aramaic. In small portions of the Old Testament. Kasi sinakop sila sa Babylonia, therefore may pagka-Aramaic yun. And so, you would find some of the Aramaic portions of the scriptures. Very few, but they're there. And because it's Aramaic, it's still the words of the Lord. And so, do we have a translation that gives us in English the Hebrew, Aramaic, and the Greek? Meron bang ganon? Translation na nagbibigay sa atin ng lahat ng words ng Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek? Is there one? Yes, the King James. Huwag kayo matakot. Nagtataka ba kayo? Meron ba? Tagal na natin pinag-aralan yan. We've learned a lot about that. Okay? And why do I keep repeating it? Kasi matigas ang ulo natin. Darating ang time, may magtuturo dito, hindi na King James ang gagamitin. Oh, anong gagawin ninyo? What will you do? Upo na lang kayo dyan, ngiti. Nangyari na nga yan eh. Verse 9, verse 9 and 10, this will be, take heed and hearken and listen to the commandments of the Lord. Moses and the priests and the Levites spake unto all Israel, saying, take heed and hearken, O Israel. This day thou art become the people of the Lord thy God. Thou shalt therefore obey the voice of the Lord thy God to do his commandments, his statutes, which I command thee this day. And Moses charged the people the same day, saying, these all stand upon Mount Gerizim to bless the people. When you are come over Jordan, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Joseph, Benjamin, and all these to stand upon Mount Ebal to curse Reuben, Gad, Asher, Zebulun, Dan, Naphtali. Kayo mga tribo kayo. Tumayo kayo dito. Lahat. Okay? Pakinggan nyo ito. Sumunod kayo sa lahat ng alituntunin. Lahat ng nakasulat sa kasulatan ng batas. Makinig kayong mahusay. Levites, magsalita kayo. Verse 14. The Levites shall speak, say unto all the men of Israel with a loud voice. Cursed be the man that maketh any graven or molten image an abomination unto the Lord, the work of the hands of the craftsman, put it in a secret place, and all the people shall answer and say, amen. Hina ng amen natin. Alright. So, re-remind ng Levites, huwag kayong gumawa ng iniukit na bagay o rebulto at sambahan yung mga yan. Okay? So, sumunod kaya yung Israel? Sa alintuntunin na ito? Did they obey this or did they disobey this? They disobeyed. They saw the Canaanite worship and they implemented Canaanite worship. They saw the calf worship in Egypt. Naalala niyo yung calf worship? Apis, the bull god? Not Apis. Apis. Not Apis. The bull god. Oh, anong ginawa ni Aaron? He made a graven image. So, ganun kadali, nakalimutan ng Israel yung kanilang binilin sa kanila. Verse 16, cursed be he that setteth light by his father or his mother, and all the people shall say,
amen.
Alright, so, kapag hindi nyo in-honor yung tatay ninyo at saka yung nanay ninyo, hindi nyo sila in-honor, you will be cursed. That setteth light just simply means that you dishonor your father and your mother. You are cursed. So, susumpain kayo ng Diyos. So, is that true? Yes. Verse 17, cursed be he that removeth his neighbor's landmark, and all the people shall say,
amen.
Yeah, curse. So, itong removal ng landmark, it has to do with boundary. Ikaw, yung boundary mo, hanggang dito ka lang. Eh, yung tao, gusto niya, mas malaki yung boundary niya. Kaya, habang walang tumitingin, tanggalin ko yung landmark niya, lalagay ko dito para may extra ako. So that's dishonesty and corruption. And that's removing the ancient landmark by cheating. Okay? So, you'll be cursed. Cursed be he that maketh the blind to wander out of the way, and all the people shall say,
Amen. Amen.
So pag yung tao, wala siyang kakayahan, pinabayaan mo siya, lagot ka. Cursed be he that perverteth the judgment of the stranger, fatherless, the widow. Ito yung mga wala silang laban. Yung mga foreigner, yung mga walang tatay, yung mga balo. Wala silang laban. Tapos, yung hatol sa kanila, baluktot pa. And all the people shall say,
Amen. Amen.
Cursed be he that lieth with his father's wife because he uncovereth his father's skirt, and all the people shall say,
Amen.
So, yung immorality. Okay, that's immorality. Cursed be he that lieth with any manner of beast. That's bestiality. Okay, so sa lipunan, merong adultery, fornication, homosexuality. Ngayon, merong bestiality. Ano yung bestiality? Kapakakasalan mo yung hayop. And all the people shall say,
Amen. Amen.
So, does God curse bestiality? Yes. Cursed be he that lieth with his sister, the daughter of his father, daughter of his mother. It's incest. So, incestuous relationship. And all the people shall say,
Amen. Amen.
So, God curses that immorality. Cursed be he that lieth with his mother-in-law. And all the people shall say,
Amen. Amen.
So, naalala ninyo, yung church of Corinth, meron silang church member na nakiapid sa kanyang mother-in-law. They violated the scripture. The church at Corinth allowed it. It was okay. Walang ginawa ang church. Kaya rinibuke sila ni Paul. Binali nila ang salita ng Diyos. Saan yung batas? Ayan Deuteronomy 27. So, ibig sabihin pala, yung moral law applicable pa rin sa New Testament church. Is that right? Amen. So, the people shall say,
Amen.
Amen. Yes. The law of God applies to a local New Testament biblical church. In the moral aspects of the law. Okay? curseth is he that smiteth his neighbor secretly, and all the people shall say,
Amen. Amen.
So, ingatan nyo kung paano dito nilatrato ang tao. Curse be he that taketh the reward to slay an innocent person. Yeah? Babayaran mo yung tao for extrajudicial killing. And all the people shall say,
Amen. Amen.
So, susumpain ng Diyos. Kaya pala yung Pilipinas, puno ng sumpa. Ang daming nagbabayad para tirahin itong taong ito, yung ganun, killings na ganun, 30,000 pesos. Pwede kang pumatay for 30,000 pesos. That's terrible. No wonder the Lord cursed this country. Cursed be he that confirmeth not all the words of this law to do them. So may sumpa pala ang Kristiyano na alam niya ang salita ng Diyos, pero hindi niya gagampanan ang salita ng Diyos. We are in trouble. I don't mean we. I'm just saying, if you know the Word of God, and you don't obey the Word of God, you are under a curse. Kaya pala, under the curse, meron akong alam sa salita ng Diyos na hindi ko ginagawa, lagot ako sa Diyos. That is true. All right, and all the words of the law to do them, and all the people shall say,
Amen.
Amen. Amen yung mga tao, pero silang gumabago. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word. We ask that you bless us, Lord. Help us to obey your word. And we thank you, Lord, that the words of God are alive and true and available and accessible today. And we have them in our Bibles, our King James Bibles. Lord, help us to apply these things in our lives. We love you. We're not worthy, but we love you. Help us. Strengthen us by the Spirit to obey. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. God.